Blog Talk Radio.
And good Friday morning as we start the slide toward the weekend. Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. Welcome in to 15 Minutes of Fan. Plenty to get to today. NBA draft, a lot of MLB going on over the weekend. But, of course, we have to talk about the bomb that came from Arrowhead Stadium yesterday. Joining me today to talk about the firing of Chiefs GM John Dorsey, I have 610 Sports Radio's Jay Binkley. Jay, it's been a strange few hours at Arrowhead. It's been a strange few hours in Kansas City, period, since the firing of John Dorsey. This is a thing, though, we've seen in the last couple of months, things just keep going downhill for this Chiefs regime. From the firing of Jeremy Maclin, the firing of Trip McCracken, what's going on right now in the front office of this Kansas City Chiefs team?
I've heard he had to step in and get that job done. And of course you have what happened with Jeremy Maclin, but I'm not 100% sold that Jeremy Macklin's a big issue here, because you just don't cut a Jeremy Maclin as Andy Reid knows. Were people mad about the method? But we don't know. We haven't heard John Dorsey's side of things. Maybe he tried to call Jeremy Maclin five times. And the last time he called him, he just left a message. See, we don't know any of that. Although I don't know why they just didn't cut him in person the last day of OTAs there. That would have made a lot more sense. But, yeah, I don't know. And to me, that Green Bay job coming open possibly at the end of this year was a big lure. He played for Green Bay. He loves the Green Bay Packers, always talks about the Green Bay way. And, you know, there's Roy Williams when he left Kansas. He wanted to go back to North Carolina because he played there. And that place felt like home to him. The John Dorsey, I know he had an affinity for Green Bay. He would bring in some former players. He would try to bring in people that worked in Green Bay to work with the Chiefs organization. So I know that place means a lot to him, but I also know he was happy here. Did he want a long-term contract? Was he wanting too much money, or did he not want to sign a long-term contract because of the Green Bay job coming open? There's so many different things. I do believe that they, it's hard to say. I mean, there's so much information out there. On one hand, it's Andy Reid didn't know or didn't say anything, or two, Andy Reid wanted him. I mean, there's so many things out there that that I just don't know. I think there's a lot of careless speculation, to be honest with you.
And speaking of Andy Reid, kind of lost in this a little bit is the contract extension of Andy Reid. Now,
yeah,
it had been kind of rumored, you know, and rumors, you know how rumors go. You know Twitter, you know Facebook, you know all of social media. There had been rumors that these kind of went hand in hand. There was a reason for one, that being the other. Do you play into that at all?
No, I mean, here's the thing. You go back to what Clark Hunt said at the league meetings just a couple of months ago when people were asking about, you know, keeping Dorsey and Reid around, and everything that he said, you know, he wanted to keep both of them around. They had success. And I do believe that deep down they wanted to keep John Dorsey around. Now, was it money that was the factor, or was it the Green Bay allure? When he was flirting with Green Bay, or they were flirting with him, and the Chiefs didn't like that. I mean, that's a possibility. But it is bizarre to get an email with the press release saying, hey, we signed Andy Reid for an extension, and then get one 25, 30 minutes later that says, hey, by the way, we let John Dorsey go. I mean, that's just weird. It's just weird. I mean, usually, you know, GMs are let go when things are bad, you know, when you've had bad seasons. But they've made the playoffs three of the last 4 years. They've had success, which really is what makes this puzzling. Now, if the Chiefs were struggling last year and went 8-8 and things were going well and first-round picks weren't panning out, I could see him making that move. But when things are good and you're making the playoffs and you make a move, you know, I don't know what happened. And keep in mind, Mahomes isn't signed. The pick in front of him signed. A couple picks after Mahomes are signed. It's a slotting system, and he's not signed. Is he a bad negotiator? you know, were the Hunts embarrassed by the way things have happened with the cap, with the fact that they don't have any money and they're going to be cap strapped the following season as well? Now, I know they got rid of Trip McCracken and they weren't on cap guys, but I don't think they ever looked at John Dorsey to be a money guy. He was a football guy, and he sat down and signed football players, and somebody else kind of handled those contract negotiations. So I never felt like they really relied on him to do that.
And one more quick question, because I know you have plenty to talk about today. By the way, 610 Sports Radio's Jay Binkley, you can hear his thoughts on his show today starting at 10 on 610 Sports Radio. I'm sure you guys will devote all 4 hours, at least a majority of the 4 hours, to this. Real quick before I let you go, we are just a few weeks away from training camp. St. Joe going to be packed with Chiefs fans in just a couple of weeks. How soon do the Chiefs need to get this spot filled? They don't necessarily need to get it filled before training camp. Am I right about that?
Well, I mean, there is things that are dangling out there. Like you do have the Patrick Mahomes contract, although it's basically a slotting system. Clark Hunt could essentially do that deal. Do they absolutely have to get it filled? No, but you shouldn't go into a season without a GM. Because the GM, now I know you still have your personnel department together, and they're going to be relying on Brett Veach. Keep an eye on this guy. This is a scout, the scout of the SEC in Philadelphia. Andy Reid brought him over to Kansas City. The Bills actually looked at him to be their GM, but keep an eye out on him. I think they're going to rely on that department quite a bit. But things happen in training camp. Guys get cut. The general manager is very important during training camp. Who do we keep? Who do we cut? You know, these are important decisions that's going to come up for a general manager for this team. Not only that, but who's getting cut elsewhere? Is there somebody else that was cut because of money and can help the Kansas City Chiefs? So I do feel it's important to them to fill this position rather quickly, just because of all the moving and shaking that happens in training camp. And you kind of need a GM to kind of help you put the roster together, even though I think Andy Reid will do most of that. But Andy Reid is not able to, you know, scour the waiver wires or check on what's going on with other teams. That's what a GM is up to do, him and his personnel staff. So I do feel it's important for them to fill this thing rather quickly.
610 Sports Radio's Jay Binkley. Again, you can hear him today on 610, 10 until 2 with Henry Lake and Ryan Witkowski. Hear him every day on 610. Jay, thank you so much for lending your expertise to this. And we will see you in a couple of weeks in St. Joe. Maybe we'll sit down, maybe do a quick video for the Facebook page.
Whatever you want to do, Jeff. And as soon as this thing is shaken out and we have more information, I'll be happy to jump back on and let you know what I know. But at this point, I'm kind of in the dark.
Awesome. All right, sounds good. 610 Sports Radio's Jay Binkley joining me once again today. What a just a great mind for the Kansas City Chiefs. This Chiefs news, man, it is crazy right now. There's no definite why this happened. There's no 100% why this happened, and still a lot to be discussed, cussed and discussed about this. But right now, John Dorsey is out at the for the Kansas City Chiefs as the general manager. Quickly switching gears, NBA draft last night. A couple of things I did want to talk about with the draft. A couple of big names, a couple of close names going in the draft last night. As we know, top two picks, not really a surprise. Markelle Fultz going number one, Lonzo Ball going number two. The local boys that I do want to talk about, Josh Jackson, the number four pick of the Phoenix Suns last night. He joined several other teams of players in Phoenix, so a nice reunion for some more Jayhawks out in the desert. Elsewhere, for local teams, Wesley Iwundu, and this blew my mind, and I shouldn't say blew my mind, because in the second round of the NBA draft, it's a lot of, and I think throughout the NBA draft, it's a lot of necessity. It's a lot of, we need this guy, not just because of the name, we need this guy. And in the second round, you saw that Wesley Iwundu, the number 33 pick, he goes to the Orlando Magic, going to be a great fit in Orlando. Wesley Iwundu has a chance to make a big-time impression in Disneyland if he can get some things done with the Magic. Following him was Frank Mason. He goes to the Sacramento Kings at number 34. That was the fourth pick of the second round. Frank Mason going to the Sacramento Kings. And I think both of these guys landed in a good spot. I think Josh Jackson landed in an interesting spot. I like what Josh Jackson does. That offense is just, I just am not convinced. I thought Boston would pull the trigger at three. I really thought Boston would pull the trigger at three, but instead he fell to the Suns. And I think the Suns were more than happy to get him in that spot. I think they were, quite frankly, stoked to get him in that spot. But I really did. I thought he would go to Boston. I said that yesterday on the show. I thought that the Boston Celtics were the perfect spot for him. Could learn a little bit, could just try some things before he got into it deep with any team, but was not to be. Again, he goes number four to the Phoenix Suns, so we'll see how that works out in the next few years. Real quick, before we close out today's show, I want to take a look at what we have going on over the weekend, and that, of course, is the Kansas City Royals. They have a day off yesterday after that big-time win on Wednesday. They come back tonight to the K to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. As we said yesterday, this isn't the Toronto team that we're used to, man. This isn't the power team. This isn't the just offense-driven team. This is a team that scrapes for runs, that just tries to get by each and every night. Right now, two games below 500, the Royals have a chance to get back to 500. They send Jake Junis tonight to the mound at a 7:15 start at the K. He matches up against J.A. Happ of the Toronto Blue Jays. Junis 2-1 with a 5.56. Happ 2-4 with a 4.26. So, again, Jays and Royals over the weekend. Jason Vargas going to the mound tomorrow for the Boys in Blue. This one is going to be a big-time matchup. Jason Vargas against Marco Estrada, the two number ones for their respective clubs going tomorrow. Look for that game to be very, very good. An afternoon tilt for the Jays and Royals tomorrow from Kauffman Stadium. And then, of course, it wraps up on Sunday, the end of the three-game set coming up on Sunday. So three games that are going to be very, very good to watch over the next couple of days. And, again, I think the Royals have a legitimate shot of taking this series, maybe even sweeping the series. The Jays just aren't the same team. They're just not the same team. We'll see tonight how Jake Junis fares against this Jays offense. But right now, I really like the Royals. And Jake Junis coming off of a couple of very good outings. Right now, the Rook 2-1 with a 5.56. This one is going to be a fun series between Toronto and Kansas City. We will be back on Monday. We'll break it all down, maybe have a little bit better grasp of this John Dorsey thing, and maybe get a little bit of explanation exactly what the hell is going on with the Chiefs front office. Plenty to talk about on Monday's show. As for today, that's all I have for you. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday with a brand new edition of